Welcome to Inside the Crew. I'm your host, Tyler Yaremchuk, taking you all around the Sherwood Park Crusaders. And I feel safe saying this, they are the hottest team in the country right now. The Crusaders roll through the month of October, going 11-1. And how about these for some fast stats on the team? They outscored their opponents 54-20. And like I said, just that one loss coming in regulation earlier in the month to Okotoks. They haven't allowed more than one goal since October 14th. That is six games where they've held their opposition to one goal or less. And at the beginning of the year, while it was impressive that that top line was just on a lot of nights carrying them through and producing all the offense, completely different story right now. Let's go through their three wins from the past 7 days, and they got it going with a 4-1 victory over the White Court Wolverines. Four different goal scorers in that one. Again, four goals, four different guys getting them done. They outshot the opposition 39-24 in that one. Chalk it up, another 2 points. They move on to Grand Prairie, and again, 4-1 win, four different goal scorers, outshoot their opponent 37-29. It's like clockwork at this point for the Sherwood Park Crusaders. Big shout out to Matt Schatzky, who got his first career AJHL goal, the Manitoba product who came over here during the summer along with Caden Bryant from Winnipeg. He's going to be my guest this week on Inside the Crew. We're going to talk to him in just a few minutes here. The Crusaders capped off another impressive week of hockey by blowing out the Drayton Valley Thunder. 7-1 was the final there. Five different goal scorers in that one for the Sherwood Park Crusaders. Tanner Fincarrick picked up a hat trick. He's starting to gain some steam as well. But in those three wins, 11 different goal scorers. They outshoot Drayton Valley by 8 once again. Their power play this week, maybe the one area where you go, ooh, that's maybe not as dominant as the rest of the team was. They went 2-for-13. But really, and this makes my job a little bit boring, if you want to call it that, although I love talking about a winning hockey team, but there's no holes to poke with this team. Carter Guylander's in sensational. 56 out of 58 was his stat line in his two starts. Jordan Fry was great as well. They had 11 different goal scorers in those last three games. Their penalty kill was obviously strong because they're not getting scored on at any point. And in past years, I might be able to sit here and go, they need more from the third and fourth lines, or their big guns aren't stepping up, or their blue line isn't doing a good enough job, or goaltending's weak. That was a story maybe 3 or 4 years ago when I first started covering this team, is that they couldn't find goaltending anywhere. There's nothing wrong with this group now. You look at the standings, they're first in the North. They're ahead of the Spruce Grove Saints by a couple of points as well. They're 15-1 on the year. They have a plus 60 goals against, or goal differential. That's six better than the Brooks Bandits, who are undefeated in the South Division. And an interesting note with that, while the Crusaders have the one regulation loss and the Brooks Bandits don't, the Bandits have three shootout wins. The Crusaders have won all 15 of their games, I believe. Actually, was there an OT winner in there? No, I think they're all 15 in regulation. It's just an incredible run right now. I think they're the best team in the Alberta Junior Hockey League, and I have no problem saying that right now. They're averaging 5.2 goals for per game played. They're only averaging 2 goals against per game on the season, and they're only getting better. Like I said, at the beginning of the year, it was the big guns, and maybe the doubters or the haters, if you want to call them that, would have said, well, you just wait until Savoy, Zapernick, and Atwal cool off. But the whole time, Jared White was still producing. Tanner Fincarrick was looking good. Jacob Franchak was looking good. Caden Bryant, who like I said, came over along with Matt Schatzky, he was looking good as well. The blue line was holding up, and now everyone's starting to score. Everyone's getting on the score sheet. They're starting to produce. It's just going to keep fueling the train, really. And I don't see this Crusaders team slowing down any time here in the near future. One player who is starting to get going on the offensive side of things, and he scored a lot in midget as well, that's Matt Schatzky, Crusaders defenseman. He's my guest this week on Inside the Crew. You're listening on btihockey.com and the Win Column Sports Network. Matt, first off, thanks for your time. You're now a couple months into your AJHL career and into living in Sherwood Park. Just kind of your first impressions of the league and everything that goes along with it.
Yeah, no, it's been great so far. I mean, the guys here and the organization have all been great to both me and Caden coming over from Winnipeg, and there's nothing you can really complain about. I mean, the guys are great off the ice, and the team success speaks for itself.
How much has it helped having Caden come over with you and just kind of have someone that's going through the same thing you are?
Yeah, no, it's big. It gives you someone just to talk to and definitely relate to, because we're billeting together as well. So, I mean, you got someone around you all the time that you can talk to and just feed things off move if you're going through anything that's simpler. So no, it's definitely something nice to have.
Coming over from Manitoba, why did you make that decision and why did you choose Sherwood Park?
Yeah, so I mean, I decided to come here to Alberta mainly because of the exposure the league brings. I think it's almost every kid's goal playing in this league to eventually get to the next level and to eventually play college hockey. And that's one thing that the AJHL has proven to all the players and to the rest of the CJHL is that they can send those guys to the next level, right? And for Sherwood Park specifically, I mean, their track record speaks for itself. I think they've got 6 or 7 guys already that are headed to Division I just at the start of the year. So, I mean, it wasn't too tough of a decision to make. And Adam and Kyle and Jeff and the guys at Sherwood Park, they made it an easy decision for us.
Yeah, you just mentioned Jeff Wojwicka's name there as well. Having a guy who played defense at the highest level, being in the NHL for a handful of years, what's your relationship with him been like, and how cool has it kind of been to learn from someone who's been at the highest level?
Yeah, no, it's sweet because I've never had a coach really that's played pro hockey at that level, and especially at the NHL, I mean, the highest level you can get to, so it's nice. It's he knows what junior hockey is like. He's been through that in the WHL and all that. And he knows ultimately what it takes to get to that next level. And I think that's the biggest thing. But, I mean, on top of the whole hockey side of it, he's just basically one of the guys. Like, he's a great guy to have, and all the boys like him. So.
Speaking of yourself, you got your first goal in the AJHL this past week against Grand Prairie. Take us through the goal.
Yeah, no, it felt good to get that one out of the way. I had some chances in some previous games. But, yeah, so on the goal, Francek, he hit the puck in the zone and then fed me for the one-timer and the goalie was sliding and just kind of knocked it in as he was sliding. So, no, but it felt really good to get that one in.
You were a guy, you put up a lot of points when you were in midget hockey. Was it getting maybe a little bit frustrating that you weren't on the board kind of 12, 13 games into the season?
Yeah, it was something obviously to adjust to, and I think there's a lot of adjustments I had to make just with my game. And when I started to make those adjustments, I started to see the points coming. I mean, there's guys in this league that are going to that college level, and they're probably going to play pro hockey. And I mean, the skill level is just at a much different level than at midget. I guess there's guys that are a lot tougher on their sticks, a lot faster, a lot bigger. So, I mean, when I started to make those adjustments and make a little simpler plays, I guess, in certain situations, I started to see the points start to come, I guess, a little bit. So, I mean, no, it was a little frustrating, I guess, at the start, but, I mean, it just stuck with it and knew the points would come eventually, so.
You mentioned having to think the game a little bit faster, make plays faster. What other adjustments have you kind of felt yourself having to make or be forced to make in the AJHL compared to how you maybe played in midget?
Yeah, no, I think one of the biggest things as a defenseman, I mean, a lot of people, when they're asked that question, will give you the answer of the speed and the size and all that. But I think the biggest thing for defensemen is in midget, it's a lot easier to beat the first guy out of the zone and make a move around him and then move the puck up. But like I was saying, in this league, the guys are, you know, they're bigger, stronger, they're better with their sticks, they're stronger on their sticks. Making that first move around the guy isn't always there, and you're better off chipping the puck around him or just moving the puck to an open space so someone can skate into it. So I think that's the biggest adjustment I've had to make and probably the biggest change I've seen from midget to the AJ.
Inside the crew, Matt Schatzky, Crusader, one of the new Crusaders this year, joining me on the line. And you've come in, and it's pretty much been nothing but success this season, a 15-1 record. Have you guys kind of talked in the room a little bit about how impressive this run has been, or is it just focusing on the task at hand and just getting another win?
I mean, yeah, it's one of those things that obviously you can't avoid. I mean, we all know the position we're in, and we're all happy with it, but I don't think anyone's satisfied yet because we haven't accomplished anything, right? It's just a regular season. I mean, the team won the regular season in the North last year and unfortunately couldn't get to the finals. So, I mean, we know that the regular season's important and all that, but, I mean, we're focused on a bigger task ahead of us. So,
Matt, really appreciate your time today, man. Good luck through the rest of the season. We'll have to chat with you again.
Yeah, thanks, Tyler.
Perfect. A big thanks to Mr. Matt Schatzky for giving me a few minutes on Inside the Crew. He's a fantastic interview. That's a smart, smart hockey player right there. I loved his answer about what he's had to adjust to the most, and he talked about just making that first kind of breakout pass, whereas in midget you can maybe work your way past a guy. You can't do that in the AJHL. The forecheckers are that much stronger, that little bit quicker, and it does completely change things, but you're seeing the adjustments, and he got on the board against Grand Prairie. I expect that we'll see a lot more Matt Schatzky goals as the year continues to roll on. Three games coming up for the Sherwood Park Crusaders. And while some might say their schedule has been a little bit weak to start the year because the only big team they've played, I mean, they played Drumheller twice, they played Okotoks, but they haven't played Spruce Grove, is I think what a lot of people have been saying. They will play Spruce Grove twice this weekend. Coming up tomorrow night at the Sherwood Park Arena, at the Spa, the Spruce Grove Saints roll into town. The first matchup between these two teams, it's the rematch of last year's North Division final. Spruce Grove off to a strong start already this year. They are 15-3-0 on the season, and this is actually a home-and-home. These two teams will play again Saturday night out in the Grove. So two games, Saints versus Crusaders. Devin Horn will have your crew wrap on Friday on BTIHockey.com. He's been doing a great job of those, so shout out to Devin. And the third game of the week for the Crusaders comes Wednesday when they host the Lloydminster Bobcats. The Crusaders 2-0 this year against the Bobcats, outscoring them 13-5 in the process. Kyle Fulton and Cam McCoy, a couple former Crusaders playing for that Lloyd team. They're looking good. Another former Crusader who's looking real good right now, that would be Zafir Raji out with the Olds Grizzlies. He just won the AJHL Offensive Player of the Week. He was a guy who maybe it was consistency in his play and both consistency in the opportunities he was or wasn't getting here in Sherwood Park. He always looked like a guy with a lot of untapped potential, and he is fully tapped into it, getting a ton of playing time, a ton of offensive chances in Olds and taking advantage of them right now. 6 goals in his last 6 games. He'll be my guest this week, or one of my guests this week, on Inside the AJHL on TSN 1260. Special time for Inside the AJHL this week as well. It will get going at 8:30 a.m. So tune in or stay tuned to my Twitter feed. I'll tweet out the podcast link as soon as we're done going live with it. I want to thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, again, Inside the AJHL this week. I'll also be joined by Matt Keeler. He's the head coach of the Grand Prairie Storm. Thanks for tuning in to Inside the Crew. Next week, I'm going to be joined by Liam Horobin, and we're going to do a bit of a predictions thing. We're going to look all around the North Division as well. So next week will be a really good one as well. Don't forget to tune in. Thanks for listening this week. Crusaders, stay hot through October. They're 15-1 on the year. I'm Tyler Yaremchuk, and I'll talk to you next week.